Good morning. So, I hope everybody's feeling the drum. I've seen some sisters here with some hand drums. Please join in, dance, sing, whatever you feel. We're here for you.
I'm a proud member of QP1281 and staff at the Ryerson Students Union. On behalf of the women working with immigrant women and the entire International Day Organizing Committee, I would like to thank you for coming out on this beautiful Saturday to help us in celebrating International Women's Day 2010. I want to first say a very special thank you to our beautiful drummers. Tanzil is a friend of mine from school and was able to put together some women drummers to come out and perform with us and help us celebrate this occasion. And I also want to say a special thank you to all the women who have worked with us and given their time and energy to make this day a success. International Women's Day is about celebrating our victories, linking our struggles as women, and amplifying our voices in a world that seems to give us everything while really giving us nothing at all. Women all over the world use this day to highlight their many milestones, their history of struggling for progressive change, and use this day as an opportunity to highlight the long way our societies, both here in Canada and in places all over the world, must go to fully be equitable and just to women that help shape our families, communities, and world. I would like to start off by thanking every grandmother, mother, daughter, and sister that has stood here before us, fighting for the rights that women of today fight to maintain. I thank the brave women who fought and continue to fight to defend a woman's right to reproductive choice. I thank my First Nations sisters here on Turtle Island, as well as those women abroad living under war and occupation in countries like Iraq, Tamil Eelam, and Palestine, who use their mere existence to stand up and resist war, imperialism, and foreign occupation, and show the world how threatening the strength of a woman can be. I thank migrant working women standing up against the cowards who punish them for simply wanting a better future for their children. And I once again want to thank all of you for marching with us and being here every year, and remind you that as women of today, we must not think of these struggles as fought and won, rather must remember our responsibility to continue to march and protect and demand what is rightfully ours. And still we march. We march to demand and defend public services so that women can one day achieve their rights to affordable, high-quality childcare, social programming, housing, and public health care. We march because in a time of so-called economic recovery, women, particularly those coming from low-income families and marginalized communities, continue to face significant barriers to meaningful full-time employment. We march because women of color make less money, face unemployment more frequently, and are stuck in precarious jobs. We march because 69% of women who have been sexually assaulted are assaulted by men they know. We march because we still do not earn equal pay for equal value of work. We march for the hundreds of Aboriginal women who have gone missing or have been murdered in Canada and who have received no proper investigation. We march because women are still valued not for their ideas or actions, but for the lengths of their skirts. We march because changing our national anthem to include gender-neutral language will not make us forget that this federal government is responsible for gutting status of Women Canada, cutting funding for women's organizations, and turning the clock on years of progress by virtually eliminating pay equity for women workers. We march in solidarity with non-status women fleeing violent relationships only to have their shelters raided by border police. We march for the single mother trying to make ends meet. We march for the female student working two jobs to pay tuition fees and is graduating with upwards of $28,000 in debt. We march for freedom from violence and oppression. We march for our futures and the futures of our families. And still we march. And as I look across the crowd, I see women from all generations, younger, older, women from all identities, women of color, Muslim women, lesbians, trans women, women with disabilities, First Nation women, women living in poverty, and the list goes on and on. And I challenge you all to take today to meet someone new, share your struggles, and join together to say no to sexism, racism, and homophobia. No to discrimination against people with disabilities. No to exploitation of workers. Every day is International Women's Day. Every day women fight for their rights to exist without exploitation and discrimination. Together we are stronger. So let's use today as a stepping stone to continue to protect and achieve what women before have started.